It's Friday, then it's Saturday, Sunday.
What? In order to play with this record,
wait, is this me?
Tune your bass to ours.
Look out.
Are we about to go live? Wait, is this happening? Okay, here we go.
You are now listening to DJ EJ.
Okay, that's definitely me. Good morning, good morning. Or shall I say, great day in the morning. It is finally Friday. Welcome to the end of your work week. I don't know about you, but this has been absolutely the longest, shortest week ever. And I don't really know which is worse, the awful weather conditions or the project deadlines I'm facing. But either way, it is great to be on this side of the work week. Thank you so much for joining me on this sunny, beautiful Friday morning. I'm your host, DJ EJ, otherwise known as Navy Petty Officer Eloise Johnson, and you are starting the day off right with the morning buzz. So this makes me very excited. I am very excited to introduce two very special guests in the studio. We've got Fleet and Family in the building. Please help me welcome Miss Robin, the Work and Family Life Coordinator, as well as Miss Andrea, the Clinical Services Counseling and part of FAP team. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning. Well, how are you?
Fantastic. It's finally Friday, and I am so glad we're here.
Oh, you and me both.
Yes, it has been a week. And so as soon as I realized Fleet and Family was going to be in the building, I was like, this is going to be a fantastic Friday. So definitely looking forward to it. We've got so much to talk about when it comes to Fleet and Family. It's been a little bit since we've had them in the building, so you don't want to miss out on that information. So make sure you continue to keep it here, because this is going to be a fantastic day. I can already see it. So make sure you stay tuned. You are listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, and in case you forgot, that is the station serving you America's best. That was the Jonas Brothers with Waffle House. Every time I hear that song, it just makes me so hungry. I literally want a waffle. Happy Friday. It's DJ EJ here with the Morning Buzz. So excited because we've got Fleet and Family in the studio on this Feel Good Friday. Miss Robin and Andrea, thanks again, ladies, for being here this morning. We really appreciate it. It's always great to have Fleet and Family here. Kind of excited because even as I was reading the notes, I was looking at things that I kind of haven't seen in quite a while, to include ombudsman training, things of that nature. And so very, very excited to get into it. Can you tell us about the upcoming classes offered in the next few months?
Classes open to all branches and spouses. In January, February, and March, you'll find mandatory capstone day, required within 90 days of separation, the two-day TAP education track for those pursuing degrees, the TAP employment track covering career goals, skills, and personal branding, the TAP department and labor vocational track, and the skill bridge class for beginning civilian internships. Most require pre-registration through your command career counselor, and the VA benefits advisor is here monthly for a one-on-one help with earned benefits. The Work and Family Life Team Relocation Service Program has several offerings as well. A Residency, mandatory for transitioning members and civilians. The Intercultural Relations, sponsor training, basic Italian language throughout February, and spouse orientation with the next season this month. These classes run January through March and help newcomers understand the Italian language, culture, employment opportunities, and basic resources. The Ombudsman Program offers Ombudsman basic training in January, required for the role, but open to everyone interested. Life Skills brings mind-body-mental fitness classes each month to strengthen mental fitness, along with one-on-one or command-specific sessions on stress management, conflict resolution, communication, and more. The Family Employment Readiness Program will offer career development classes in February and March, including job search strategies, effective resume writing, navigating federal employment, and interview skills, plus one-on-one coaching to overcome barriers from our mobile lifestyles. Finally, Personal Financial Management has a $1 million sailor class in March, over covering financial transition and command financial specialist training for E5 and above with over 6 years of service. There is plenty of opportunities to prepare for the next chapter. Please take advantage of them.
Very nice. Thank you for all that information. And so in addition to that, I know that there is a certain program that we're highlighting today today, and I'm kind of excited to talk about that as well. So what's that program?
One of the programs I'd like to highlight today is the Life Skills Mind and Body Fitness classes. The Mind and Body Fitness classes program delivers powerful classes each month in January, February, and March to build mental resilience across the key domains, mind, body, spirit, and social. These interactive sessions available for one-on-one or in-command specific groups help strengthen everyday performance, manage stress, enhance recovery through six practical models. We start with Module 1, Stress Resilience. Here you'll learn how stress impacts the four domains and develop strategies for individual and group resilience, energy management, and mind-body connection. Module 2, Mindfulness and Meditation cover non-judgmental awareness, curiosity, acceptance, and practical exercises to improve decision-making, reduce stress, and optimize performance. Module 3, Living Core Value, helps you identify personal values, align behavior consistently, and apply Navy core values to conflict and goal settings. Module 4, Flexibility, teaches emotional awareness, how thoughts, emotions, and behavior interact in the way to adapt effectively while appreciating differences in others. Module 5, Problem Solving, provides basic steps for effective solutions, real-world examples, coping skills, and group dynamics to handle challenges at work and at home. Finally, Module 6, Connection, focuses on building strong relationships through empathetic listening, successful communication styles, recognizing support networks, and improving interactions in teams and communities. These modules equip you to tools to thrive amid the demands of military life. Join us to invest in your mental fitness and resilience today.
Thank you so much for that. For all of our listeners out there, make sure you continue to stay tuned. We still have so much more information to cover with Fleet and Family, who's in the studio this morning. When we come back, we're going to be discussing a bit on the Family Advocacy Program, so you definitely don't want to miss out on this next segment. Here is High Hopes with Panic at the Disco on 105.9. Give me the new money. That was Andy Grammer with Love is the New Money. I'm joined here with Fleet and Family, and we're talking about the Family Advocacy Program. So to get us started, very first question. It's a little heavy, but I think it's really worth the conversation. We're talking about the cycle of abuse. Can you tell us, what is the cycle of abuse? What is that?
The cycle of abuse is a four-stage pattern that abusive behavior can take, sometimes hundreds of times over. An abuser might cycle through the four stages in anywhere from a few hours to a year or more. The visual reference of the cycle of abuse is often called the power and control wheel, if you're familiar with that. The first stage is where tensions build. The abuser creates tension and the survivor stress builds. It's a period where the abuser is creating fear in the victim. The tension may come from stress related to everyday events such as work, family conflict, or financial problems, but it can also come from bigger events such as illness or something catastrophic. Most people can cope with stressors without taking it out on others, but the abuser uses these events to justify their action. The second stage is called the incident stage. This is where the abuser lashes out through physical, verbal, psychological, or sexual abuse tactics to dominate the survivor. This is the period where the abuser is lashing out at the victim to assert their power and control, and it can be extremely frightening and dangerous time for the victim. The third stage is the reconciliation stage. This is where the abuser is making excuses or attempts to apologize for the incident. The abuser will play down their behavior, apologize, justify, or even excuse their actions. That may look like them saying, "I'm just stressed because of work," or even blaming it on the victim. "If you wouldn't make me so angry, if you had just done this task, I wouldn't have to be angry with you." Gaslighting is common because the abuser is denying that anything ever happened. The last stage is calm. Things seem peaceful, maybe even better than before, but often this doesn't last long before the cycle starts over. This is sometimes called the honeymoon stage, and abusers will use tactics such as love bombing to make up for previous abuse. But it's important to note that this behavior is further manipulation and is designed to keep the victim off guard and more likely to remain with the abuser. The length of cycle usually diminishes over time, bringing abusive incidences closer and closer together, and the reconciliation and calm stages can even disappear completely, leaving only tension that builds and escalates into violence. There are many reasons a victim may choose to not leave their abuser and may even feel ashamed, fearful, or too guilty to leave, but the cycle of abuse is a carefully designed and planned cycle made to trap victims symptoms, leaving them to feel and think they have no other choice but to stay. So if you or anyone else you know is experiencing domestic abuse, please reach out to our Family Advocacy Office.
Okay, thank you for that information. In addition to that, I do know that there are some upcoming classes within the FAP program, some of which actually we were looking at during the break. So what are some of the classes or series that we're looking forward to?
So we still have the virtual parenting series happening. This series is broken down into three age ranges, 0 to 4, 5 to 10, and 11 to 18. Each age range is a series of three classes based on the development, needs, and recommendations for that age group. 0 to 4 includes understanding needs and development, managing stress and triggers as a parent, and gentle guidance and safe routines. 5 to 10 years old includes positive discipline versus punishment, big feelings, big behaviors, and parent stress and repairing relationships. And then the 11 to 18 year olds include understanding the adolescent brain, healthy communication and conflict, and respect and safety. These workshops are hosted by Dr. Joanna Philidor and will be held virtually this quarter, so you're able to join from your phone or computer with a link. Then next month, I'll be hosting the Birds and the Bees, How to Have the Talk with Your Children. That will be on the 19th of February at the Fleeton Family Center from 09 to 1000. This workshop will help you talk to your children about sex, consent, and the importance of having those conversations based on the child's age and development. We will discuss strategy, how to prepare for the conversation, and provide support and resource for you as needed. And then in March, I'll also be hosting Navigating Dating and Technology, and this is going to happen at the NAS2 Barracks in the Common Area from 1645 to 1745. I am partnering with USO for this class to offer food and snacks free of charge. This class is going to be tailored for our single service members or single civilians, and we'll discuss how to use dating technology such as the online dating apps and sites, as well as talking about what is appropriate when it comes to technology and how to maintain boundaries throughout the dating experience.
Mind is absolutely blown. I can't thank you enough because this is some fantastic information and it really kind of meets us right where we're at. Those very awkward conversations to have. I'm loving that Fleeton Family kind of just takes the wheel when it comes to that. What I would like to do for our listeners is reiterate some of those key points.
Yeah, of course. If you want to receive any additional information about our programs or any of our upcoming classes, or even to schedule one-on-one coaching appointments, please reach out to the Fleeton Family Support Center team at DSN 624-4291 or commercial +39 095 564291. Our office is located on NAS 1 in building 319 on the first floor. For Sapper, just a friendly reminder, we have the Sapper posters that you can find in bathrooms in high traffic areas all over NAS 1 and 2. And another great resource with Sapper is the DoD Safe Helpline. That number is going to be 877-995-5247. You can get assistance and information anytime, anywhere, and you can also go to their website at safehelpline.org. And then Family Advocacy, we also have our 24/7 duty line, and that is going to be +39 335-737-0978.
I want to thank you, and specifically one of the things that I want to say, especially when it comes to Fleeton Family, what I can really appreciate about this organization is that you guys do a fantastic job of not just providing career development and professional services, but you take it one step further, right into the homes and being able to assist the families with having these hard conversations and really being able to kind of connect these families. I know the community really appreciates all that you do. Again, ladies, thank you for finding the time to be here and providing so much amazing information. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. And for all of our listeners out there, anything from resume building, we were even talking a great deal about the mind, body, mental fitness, which we are constantly advertising, to really discussing some very serious issues, including cycles of abuse and issues within domestic relationships, to include even having those conversations with your youth. The Fleeton Family Support Center really covers down on all grounds. So definitely take advantage of all the programs and resources that are being offered to you. So definitely do not want to miss out on such an incredible opportunity. Not to mention these services are absolutely free to the military community. So what's the reason that you're not taking advantage of it? Make sure you continue to keep it here because there's still so much more information to cover within the 7 o'clock hour. So you do not want to miss out on that. Here's Desiree with You Gotta Be on 105.9.
Listen as your day unfolds, challenge what the future holds, try and keep